tell us a little bit about the movie and why you got into this.
Well, the movie's about William Randolph Hearst and the media empire that mm-hmm. he founded and everything that has taken place since his passing in 1951. So it's really the modern story of the Hearst Company. And the reason I got into it was because, well, it was, number one, it was a project that sort of came to me with funding and whatnot. And I thought, why not? This is an amazing story. With all that comes with Hearst, there's a lot of innovation and enterprise, but there's also drama and some conflict and larger-than-life character, William Randolph Hearst. So, you know, what documentarian wouldn't want to take on that project?
He is a fascinating figure in so many different ways. Was there anything that, you know, that he saw in himself or that somebody else saw in him at a young age that could, you know, foreshadow what he became and the importance of his life work really in this country?
I think he had an insatiable curiosity. That's really what I gathered from the research that I had done on him, and what people had said about him was, you know, his ability to really see into a upcoming technology or new art form or some new thing in the universe that people were gravitating towards. It's like he knew innately that it was going to be successful or that it was going to be popular. And so he grabbed onto it right away and invested in it.
Should probably point out the WBAL is owned by the Hearst Corporation. But is there a reason why that this company seems to have succeeded and has been able to hold on to most of its assets versus some other companies that have kind of either folded, imploded, or gone into bankruptcy, especially in the last 15, 20 years?
It's a good question. And I think if you look back and just, you know, from where I just, what I just talked about of him being able to look into a future, mm-hmm. into a new technology and say, I believe in that, and I think the future is in this one area, such as TV. WBAL was his very first television network that he ever bought, and it's the longest-running television network of the Hearst Media Company conglomerate. So the fact that this station is still a Hearst station is a testament to the company itself, not only to William Randolph Hearst believing in it, in the future of television, but also the fact that Frank Bennack, CEO today, the second longest-standing CEO of the company, has not only continued to make this network successful, but has proliferated and grown the number of networks that Hearst owns. So, you know, I think it's really the ability to understand and keep an eye on the changing times and forecasting the changing times.
So a lot of people, when they hear Hearst, they think the Hearst Castle. Why did he want a house that big? Why did he want a castle like that? And, you know, it's still there today, and people love to visit it. I mean, it really is an amazing piece of architecture more than anything else.
Right. Well, I think people are really interested in William Randolph Hearst because how many people in America have built major castles like that outside of Europe, and, you know, in the golden era of castle building? But I think that he was just a unique figure who really loved art, who really loved European antiquities and really classic artwork that you really didn't see in this country. This country is a young country, and I think he really appreciated the beauty of so much of the European riches and whatnot. And so at the time of a lot of art being sold off in Europe during his lifetime, he was able to buy all that up at fraction mm-hmm. of on the dollar and basically collect it and use it to build a castle that was very unique.
But what kind of guy was he? I mean, did he like to socialize? Did he live and breathe the news every day? Was he a junkie when it comes to information?
I think he was a media junkie. I think he controlled so much of his own media. He had a voice in his own opinions, made the pages every day, basically. He was a social guy. He loved parties. He loved throwing lavish parties at the castle. He loved surrounding himself with really creative and talented people.
What do you think he would think of the 24-hour news cycle today that we have?
Gosh, that's a hard question. It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know what William Randolph Hearst would think, but I'm sure he would be finding ways to continue to fuel it.
But he was big into philanthropy as well.
Yeah, very big in philanthropy. His wife as well was big in philanthropy in many ways, the California State Universities, I believe, and and also their investments in archaeology and a host of many other things.
Oprah Winfrey's in this documentary, Dan Rather, Bob Iger from Disney, Dr. Oz, Heidi Klum. You talked to a lot of different people about William Randolph Hearst.
Yes, we spoke to a lot of people about this about Hearst, because the amount of people and talent goes far and wide, far wider than I ever realized when I first started taking on the project. So it was really exciting to talk to so many diverse people, from fashion to magazines to newspapers to cable, you know, whatnot.
And the film is out this weekend. People can see it in Baltimore.
Yeah, so the film premieres here in Baltimore tonight, and then it is playing across the country in select theaters this coming week. And it will continue to play in various theaters. And then we'll have its ultimate television airing on April 23rd on the Bio Channel, and then DVD and digital downloads thereafter.
Leslie Ironworks, it was great meeting you, and thanks very much for your time, and best of luck with the film.
Thank you.